Hi, this is Paul Mannering, writer and producer for Broken Sea Audio Productions. New material every Thursday. Guerrilla Audio just sounds better. BrokenSea.com.
Captain Bone Marrow here. The smell of the sea. I love it. But sometimes when a pirate's been out a-plundering for something close to a year without a bath, then a pirate needs a strong, manly scent to cover up his own strong, manly scent and to entice the barmaids. That's why I use the Frequency of Fear. It has the refreshing scent of old-time radio, both sci-fi and horror, as well as Halloween novelty records and sci-fi and monster rock music. And if that weren't enough, there's the smell of adventure, as the zombie astronaut and Dr. Despicable and Dr. Wilhelm von Martinez and the rest of them drag me pirate booty into some truly asinine situations. Since I've been using the Frequency of Fear, the lasses can't keep their hands off me.
Oh! You tick-infested brute!
That's a saucy one. So if you are a fan of horror and sci-fi old-time radio and Halloween novelty albums and the occasional sci-fi or monster rock song, not to mention truly, truly asinine situations, then tune into the Frequency of Fear. It's a smell you'll never get off ya.
Find the link to the Frequency of Fear at www.zombieastronaut.net.
No, O Prince. Between the time when the oceans drank Atlantis and the rise of recorded history, there was an age undreamed of. When shining kingdoms lay spread across the world, like blue mantles beneath the stars. From the north came a Sumerian, sword in hand. A thief, a reaver, a slayer, with gigantic melancholies and gigantic mirth, to tread the jeweled thrones of the earth under his sandaled feet. Broken Sea Audio Productions presents the full cast audio dramatization of The Queen of the Black Coast, a tale of Conan, written by Robert E. Howard, Episode 3.
In that dead citadel of crumbling stone, her eyes were snared by that unholy sheen, and a curious madness took me by the throat as a rival lover thrust between.
Song of Belief.
Finally, a
out of those damned Stygian waters.
Aye. The taints of those lands weigh down on the crew.
You speak truth, Conan. What think you of the ways of the sea, then?
Mysterious. Nothing like the cold steppes and high mountains of my Cimmerian homeland. The lands pass by, full of adventure and darkness, beauty and death. This ship and her ways of no less interest to me, Tito.
Aye, my crew seems to find you just as different. They are Argosian sailors, short and stockily built, while you, Conan, tower above them, and no two of them could match your strength. They are hearty and robust, but your gait speaks of the endurance and vitality of a wolf. Your mighty thews, steel, and nerves whetted by the hardness of life in the world's wastelands. Young in years you may be, Conan, but it is apparent to this sea dog you have been hardened in warfare and wandering, and your sojourns in many lands are more than evident in your apparel. The horned helmet covering your brow must be as is worn by the golden-haired Aesir of Nordheim. The hauberk and greaves are of the finest workmanship of Koth. Yet the fine ringmail which sheathing your arms and legs is of Nemedia. Your blade is great Aquilonian broadsword, and the scarlet cloak could have been spun nowhere but in Ophir. You have seen much, Conan of Cimmeria.
Aye, but I still thirst for more.
We would really love to hear what you've been up to. Tell us, Mr. Buccaneer, how's it been for you? How's it been for you?
Another of the Black's villages burned.
Ishtar's eyes. The farther south we sail in the waters of Kush, the less we find, and the more ominous it gets. I had good trade here aforetime. This is the work of pirates.
And if we meet them?
Mine's no warship. We run, not fight. Yet if it came to a pinch, we have beaten off reavers before and might do it again. Unless it were Belit's Tigress.
And who is Belit?
The wildest she-devil unhanged. Unless I read the signs wrong, it was her butchers who destroyed that village on the bay. May I someday see her dangling from the yardarm. She is called the Queen of the Black Coast. She is a Shemite woman who leads Black Raiders. They harry the shipping and have sent many of good tradesmen to the bottom.
Then now might be a good time to arm the crew.
Aye. You, help me bring up the jerkins, steel helms, bows, and arrows. Here, take these. I'll bring the bows and quarrels. All right, lads, hear me. The burned villages looks to be the work of Belit. Arm yourselves. Little use to resist if we're run down, but it rasps the soul to give up life without a struggle.
Belit's queen of the pirates. Conan looks forward to meeting you.
How's it been for you?
Sleep well, Conan.
Aye. The lulling of the waves does lend itself to rest.
Aye. We'll make a sailor out of you yet, Cimmerian. Nothing like the sea. But this blood-red sunrise over the coastal waters of Kush bodes ill, I fear. Beautiful it is, but as with Stygia, beauty can't tide the dogs of doom. And the crimson rays this calm morn worry this old sea dog.
Bah! I care not for superstitions. Give me a sword and I'll survive. What course have you set, Tito? All the Black's villages that you intended to trade with are being burned and sacked.
Aye, we might turn inland soon, go up river a ways. Perhaps the looting and pillaging has not reached to the interior of Kush. Though I am not hopeful on that account either.
Aye, you are sure it is the work of this, Belit?
Aye, can be no other in these waters. Though as of late she has strayed as far south as Argos, and caused trade to some nigh on a standstill in my home port as well. Damnable she-devil.
How did woman become such a feared pirate queen?
Do not scoff at Belit and her band of cutthroats, Conan. As for how she...
Captain! Damn it now!
What is it, lad? What do you see?
On the horizon! Along Thunder Galley making way!
Rum!
Serpentine chain!
Naked blacks dance on her decks, beating shields with spear!
You have the eyes of a hawk, Cimmerian. I can barely make out her silhouette against the sunrise. Ishtar's eyes!
Find Mitra! They're heading towards us!
Damn, Belit! Yar, put her about! Into that creek mouth to port! If we can beat her before they run us down, we have a chance to escape with our lives!
Odd.
Get to the gunwales, dogs, and row for your very lives! The she-devil Belit is on to us!
Odd.
Roll, lads! The she-devil gains on us! Steersman, that line of surf, get us in there, now!
On the port!
Roll, damn you! Belit's devils gain on us! Belit still gains!
Tito! Give me a bow! It's not my idea of a manly weapon, but I learned archery among the Hyrcanians, and it will go hard if I can't feather a man or so on yonder deck.
Here, have mine! Anything would be of help in this dark hour. Row, lads, damn you! Row!
Tito!
Row, lads! Row!
Tito!
What is it, Conan?
Landsman though I be, it is evident that the Argos will never win.
Aye, but what other course have we?
We stand and fight. We'd best stand to it. Else we'll all die with shafts in our backs and what a blow dealt.
Sam, bend to it, dogs! Roar! Belit's devils, I'll have your hides! Roar, dogs!
The winds have fallen. The sail hangs.
Sam, I'm nearer the devils of Belit.
Ah!
they are now in Beauchamp's
eyes! I'll take the wheel! You wanted a fight, barbarian! Hope to bloody hell you're as good with that sword and bow as you claim! Nitra, Aaron, help the death!
Aye, I'll take the pirates and skewer the lot! Elite black rowers, they're protected by raised mantlets! Put the dancing, painted, and plumed naked warriors and their spotted shields, they're in plain sight! There's one dead! And another! More warriors on that galley than arrows on this vessel! But I'll make use of what I have, by Grom! Ha ha! Die, pirate dogs! Now for that slim feminine figure there. Her skin white glistening in contrast to the ebon hides about her. Her white breasts exposed and heaving. Belit, without a doubt. Dead in a moment.
That fool of a ship, the foe, killed you. A mailman, big as a mountain, could have skewered me with his bow. Yet he shot my guard. Why?
Attack! Why didn't I shoot him? Grom! Here they come!
Attack! We're on fire! The grappling hooks, my warriors! Hell them all and take their bounty!
All my steersmen down! Devils! You'll not take Tito's ship! Dogs!
Tito! Get down! They've sighted you!
Mister, take the dogs! I'll not power!
Tito! Damn! Pirate dogs, you'll all die! With arrows in your gizzards, by Crom! Up, lads! Useless to defend your berths anymore! They'll board us here, we can row another 50 paces! Grab your steel and give these dogs a few knocks before they cut your rope! Attack, elite devils! War Tito! And skewer me with yon spears. Like dogs, or face Conan! And die. Like men, or hide out of the bite of my steel and cower. Be done with it! What do you wait for, Belit? I see you with heaving naked bosoms in the sun! Kill me, or I'll take your crew to hell with me!
Thank you. thank you for listening to Queen of the Black Coast, a tale of Conan, written by Robert E. Howard, episode 3, starring as Conan with Stevie Farnaby. The narrator and Captain Tito was W. Ralph Walters. And by the way, check out the Zombie Aster. The Queen of the Black Coast, Belit, was played by Charlene Harris. Belit's crew was played by Roy Dudgeon, Bill Holwood, Chris McGillwright, Colin Snow, Paul Mannering, Stephen J. Cohen, and David Subkoyak. Sailor 1 was Roy Dudgeon. Sailor 2 was Bill Holwood. The Argus crew was played by Roy Dudgeon, James Leeper, Bill Holwood, Chris McGillwright, and Tim Gillick. Various warriors of Belit's crew were played by Stephen Cohen, Bill Holwick, and Colin Snow. The Song of Belit, read by Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard. Music for tonight's episode was provided by Seraphic Panoply. Thanks, Brian. Stevie Farnaby and Douglas Mbela of Howlo. If you get a chance, go and check out all the wondrous music. Links are provided in the show notes. The Queen of the Black Coast is an original story written by Robert E. Howard. Adapted for audio, mixed, produced, and directed by Bill Holwood. Please return again soon, Bicrom, for episode 4. This has been a Broken Sea audio production. www.brokensea.com. Come on by and check out some of our other audio offerings.
Swords and sorcery decide the fate of kingdoms. Travel the paths of warriors and wizards as they fulfill a forgotten prophecy, culminating in a furious battle between the forces of darkness and light. Adventures begin in a humble tavern filled with tall tales and dark secrets. Sit thee down and hearken to the saga of the Grog and Griffin. Only at Westlake Films, in conjunction with Broken Sea Audio, where fantasy audio is forged.
Last day, Capricorn 15s, year of the city, 2274. Carousel begins.
Runner, stop!
A friend of mine went on carousel tonight. Now he's gone.
Logan 5, approach and identify.
Renew.
Well, is this the sanctuary you were so desperate to find? I hope you're satisfied.
Logan's Run by Broken Sea Audio. Based on the 1976 film, this audio dramatization of the classic novel by William F. Nolan and George Clayton Johnson brings to life this terrifying tale of a dystopic future in a whole new way. Only at BrokenSea.com.
In a world without hope, where gas is gold, and you live or die on the red line, the man they called Mad Max has become the legend of the Road Warrior. Pray he is still out there.
No ghost, Larry. A man in a machine. He came through here with horses of far barely restrained. The gasoline bit between the teeth and a man whipping them on.
Oh,
He was fast. Max is right, Linda. There's no future out there. Our future is right here.
There is nothing beyond the wastelands. Just dead ocean.
Not like you, eh, Auntie? Not like you. You've got eagle eyes. See 1,000 miles in a clear day. See the past like it was yesterday. See the future like it was now.
Broken Sea Audio Productions presents Mad Max, The Road to Tomorrow. Coming soon to BrokenSea.com.
In the jungles of South America, a mystery unfolds.
Can I ask why the Catholic Church is sending you letters that got us to South America?
Penance. Of a kind.
There!
Too late, you must go to flee this forsaken, my God!
There's someone there. Come on!
Coming soon from Broken Sea Audio Productions, Jake Sampson and the River Woe.